Did you know that you can listen to most of your favorite Wolverine radio interviews on our website?
Awesome. That's great.
Simply go to wolverine-radio.com and click on the podcast section. It's that easy. Local news, local sports, local people. Wolverine Radio.
Chris Goodenough, who's a writer, and I accidentally called him a filmmaker, but now he's becoming a filmmaker and doing a TV pilot called Gray Man.
Right. Yeah, writer, director, producer, jack of all trades.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, buffet specialist. All of them.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe we can impress you with something that we do here.
What's up?
That is, you know, we have our own TV show.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. And I think you might, maybe a greatest hits episode right now, you can go ahead and share, you know, with Chris. I think
Jay said he missed his episode.
Don't do that one.
Don't do that.
Don't do that one. Don't do that one.
Do a new one.
Oh, we got a new one?
Possibly.
Oh, Phil, the only thing is I don't know if I remember the name of the show.
You know, it's funny, actually, because you mentioned the show, and I know what you're talking about.
I want to think Gray Man, but it's not.
I'm looking on IMDb right now, actually, to see if I can try to find it. It's you're right, it's not Gray Man. It's something about a man of some sort, with some sort of
significance. Yeah, another guy.
Something.
Is he a politician or something?
I think, yeah, a politician of some sort. A mayor, maybe?
I think it's like a mayor, but I can't remember the word.
Selectman.
No, it's not Selectman. It's close, though. It's close.
Oh, you know what? I think it has something. You know, it has something to do with our town. We don't have a mayor. We have a selectman.
Right.
We don't have a mayor. It's something like a mayor, like you said.
The borough thing.
That's right, for the borough. Someone in that position. I think I might know the guy. I might have met him once or twice. Maybe it's it starts with a W, I think.
Wobble?
What?
Well, he may wobble.
What? Warden?
Warden? Oh, no!
The Warden, starring Alan Gear, Mike Minarski as Lieutenant Mike, Todd Staniski as Miles Long, Phil Michelle as Johnny Smooth, Sean Anderson as Whiny Dave, Iggy the Iguana as Hotfoot, special guest Samantha Staniski as Sasa. Tonight's episode, Sometimes Murder Comes in Small Packages.
So what do you think, Chris?
I think you guys are off the hook.
The Warden! Next on Check Your Local Listings.
I think Todd and I are going to hook up after this show.
You got to play the theme out, though. Yeah. Next on PBS, Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, ESPN, 8, The Ocho. So you think you good?
Yeah, no, yeah, really good, really good.
The Warden. I'm telling you, that show could be a reality.
That was like episode what, 22 or 3?
We literally have a crap load of them.
I'm gonna have to get a copy of the tape here. I might be stealing ideas.
He came up with the idea, and we just ran with it. And it's like our own little series.
Yeah, and that's the way it works.
There's no episode. It's just a promo.
Yeah, we do the same thing with the Gray Man. You know, we're always sitting around going, well, this could happen and that could happen. And yeah, that's what happens is you start writing new episodes.
Yeah. Like Pastor Josh from Quinebaug River Church here in town.
Right.
What was his? He was Reverend River.
Reverend River. Yeah.
Don't fear the preacher. All right. So let's get more into the Gray Man project. What is the lead actor's name? Or I should say, what is the Gray Man? What's his name?
Gray Man. His name is Amicus.
Okay.
I pulled it off the Google. Just doing a search for
really?
Yeah, it was, just, I was doing a search for legal terms, and amicus briefs came up. And I said, "Oh, amicus, that would be a really cool name for a character."
Now he's the lead character, and right. We've talked about him. That he's the guy that's he's scarred both. And I think you're here in the expose. You wrote and both physically and emotionally. And he just wants to fix, like, the league, you know, the system out there, like a vigilante.
Yeah, exactly.
But there are other characters that are involved in the show as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's not just Amicus.
Oh, no.
Okay, who what other characters are on there? Or anybody else local in the project?
Everybody is local. Helen Cronin is playing Maggie, which is Amicus trainer handler. She's
trainer handler. What is he, a pit bull?
Well, she's an ex-CIA operative, so she's training him in hand-to-hand combat.
I gotcha.
And, you know, all the espionage stuff. No, she's an interesting character because she tries to love Amicus like a son, but because he's so emotionally disconnected from everybody, he's always pulling away from her, hiding from her. So she's got this little bit of sadness about her, but at the same time, she's almost like a dog trainer when it comes to his training style. She's straight commands, you know, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, and she doesn't take any gruff from him. So she's a soft character, and she's a very hard character, and Helen really does bring her to life.
Gotcha. Now, you've done writing. I mean, do you have any books published or any articles or short stories?
No, actually, I got out of writing for years and years and years. And last year, I had a knee surgery that pretty much incapacitated me, and I was sat at home with my laptop in my lap all day long. So I started writing, and I came up with four full-length movies, a stage play, and a TV pilot. All in the span of about 6 months.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got back into writing, and now every morning I'm up at 2:30 in the morning, my laptop in my lap.
Chris, sometimes people call that depression.
Yeah, well, you know.
2:30 in the morning. Ah! All right, so we've talked about the characters that are involved. And now, as far as getting into actually doing a film project, as opposed to just writing, now what are the differences for you? What kind of things have you learned during the process?
Well, when I write, I write visually anyways. I have an image in my head of what everything's supposed to look like as far as the sets. And so really my hardest problem is finding them. When I was talking about Helen Cronin, who plays Maggie, when she walked in, I cast her on the spot because she looked exactly like Maggie, the picture of Maggie that I had in my head.
Where is she from?
I believe she's local. I'm not sure. I think it's Mystic area, Mystic Stonington. But the whole process is really, if you don't know filming, it's...
And I don't.
Right. It's important to hook up with people that do know filming. Because, like I said, this lead actor that's playing Amicus, he graduated through film school, so he knows all about how to handle a camera, how to set the focus and everything. So I don't have to. You know, all I have to do is say, I don't like that picture, move the camera somewhere else. So it's really about getting together with the people that know how to do the things versus learning how to do the things for me.
Okay. Now, are you producing it and directing it and the whole thing from soup to nuts?
Yeah. I got voted in as director by default, again, because I've got the image of what everything looks like in my head. Mm-hmm. So going from writer to director, that's not a big leap, and a lot of writers do that. Sylvester Stallone did it with the original Rocky. He wrote it, directed it, starred in it, but I'm not getting in front of the camera.
Right. That's right. He did, didn't he? And he won an Academy Award and everything.
Yeah, and he did it on $1 million budget, which back then was really, really cheap.
Yeah.
And it's grossed, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So maybe with Gray Man.
I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't know. I mean, in just sitting on it, it's not going to do you any good. Put it on film and see what happens with
it. Right, exactly.
So the pilot that you're doing, how long of a pilot will... Will that actually be, will it be a full episode?
Or? Well, what we plan on doing is we're going to shoot the first 15 pages, which is the first 14 scenes. We're going to shoot it. We're going to edit the crap out of it and get it ready for TV so that when you watch the first 15 pages of film, you're going to think that you're watching the first 15 minutes of a TV show.
Gotcha.
From there, it goes out for crowdfunding. We're going to get it out there to GoFundMe, Indiegogo, all those different crowdfunding sources who, again, I have absolutely no clue about. So I will be finding someone that does know a lot about it. Drum up some money best we can. And from there, we're going to buy more production gear because we're using one camera, one microphone at this point. And we're going to buy production gear, create a production company.
I was just going to say, you're creating a whole company around this
right,
as well.
Right, exactly. And this is going to be the stepping off point. Once we get that all done, I'll be writing two more episodes. I'll be outlining the next 10 episodes. So we will have a finished pilot, two written episodes, 10 outlined episodes. And with that kind of package, I think submitting it to all the TV companies, Fox, NBC, ABC, you know, I think we're going to have a better chance of somebody snatching it up. You know, so we'll see what comes.
It's pretty interesting. Phil, now, how did you get involved in the project?
I mean, it was something that I started seeing posts about it on Facebook, and I'm familiar with Chris. You know, as he said, we're on the Creative Arts and Culture Commission here in town, and I'm familiar with some of the actors as well. And
is this the committee led by Ricky Bevis?
Correct. Yeah,
I was on that at one point.
Yeah.
anyway,
but yeah, and Chris just messaged me pretty much and said, you know, hey, I have a role in mind for you. And I was like, oh, perfect, because I wanted to, you know, be involved in it somehow as well. And you know, it was just like I said, I'd seen posts about it on Facebook. I knew it was around. I knew it was coming. And it's just an exciting project that I wanted to participate in. So
yeah, I really didn't give him any choice of the matter. I wrote him an email and said, you are going to be in this. If you don't know, Phil is a tremendous talent. Mm-hmm. He's a great actor, and he can bring any character I put in front of him to life.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he does it here. He does it quite well, especially when he's watching pro wrestling.
And if I need some arms broken, I know who to go to.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, he's going to get paid $6 million for that, and, you know, apparently.
There you go.
That's the whole plan I had with Phil. I'm giving up my arm. He's giving me $2 million to produce this thing.
See, there you go. Funding. That's it's all about.
No, see, now if it's for the now for this, I'll actually be willing to cut my $4 million to a $3 million, and then we'll split it right down the middle then.
We'll talk after the show.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
See? You know, so much networking going on around here. This is amazing. How can people get in touch with you if they want to get involved in the project?
Sure. There's two ways or three ways. Go to Facebook. Go to Gray Man Pilot, and that's G-R-E-Y, not G-R-A-Y. Gray Man Pilot, you can like the page, please. And I will respond to you, or you can go, you know, I'm on Facebook myself, or you can send me an email, graymanpilotproject@gmail.com.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll respond within first 24 hours.
I mean, even when I reached out to you on Facebook, or it was within a minute.
Yeah, my life is now social media.
Yeah.
It's all I do.
You all know we have a serious problem on our hands.
What's his name?
Mike Minarski and The Morning Wake Up. He hasn't been fired yet? They'll put anyone on the air over there. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Wolverine Radio.